you like Star Wars, you are in the right place. It is May the 4th, 2024. Today is the premiere of Star Wars Tales of the Empire. Production is wrapping on Superman and Lois, an update about Fallout 5 and Louis Leterrier's next project. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Today's Star Wars Day, but since we don't know what announcements are going to be coming out all weekend long, we're going to hold off until Monday to review everything that's been announced or will be announced this weekend. For now, we'll say that Star Wars is releasing a brand new series today. It's a continuation of their animated limited series Star Wars Tales of the Jedi called Star Wars Tales of the Empire. It's similar to Tales of the Jedi, an animated series that explores characters we've met before in much more depth. The trailer teases that we'll learn how a young Morgan Elsbeth navigates the expanding Imperial world towards a path of vengeance, while former Jedi Barriss Offee does what she must to survive a rapidly changing galaxy. The choices they make will define their destinies. Plus, we get to see Grand Admiral Thrawn. Different posters and art have shown us the Fourth Sister, General Grievous, Darth Vader, the Grand Inquisitor, and new and familiar characters including Wing and the Night Sisters. Star Wars Tales of the Empire is on Disney Plus now. Elizabeth Tulloch confirmed that production as a whole has wrapped on Superman and Lois. She shared photos on Meta's app Instagram with the following caption. How lucky am I to have been able to inhabit this woman's bones and brain and heart for the last 6 years, four of which were on Superman and Lois. Lois Lane has been an icon for as long as Superman has because of her fierceness, her work ethic, her determination, her playfulness, her commitment to finding the truth no matter the cost. Thank you to our creator, Todd Helbing, co-showrunner, Brent Fletcher, all of our writers and producers and post-production team, our incredible VFX department. Thank you, Greg Berlanti and Sarah Schechter, Jonathan Gabe, and everyone else at Berlanti Productions, everyone at DC Comics, Channing Dungy, Brett Paul, Lisa Lewis, and everyone else at WBTV, Mark Pitowitz and the CW, and to our phenomenal casting director, David Rappaport, for telling everyone, this is your Lois, and to Jessica Queller and RR for seeing and believing it. Thank you, Ian Samoyle, and everyone else in the production office, and to our on-set crew. Superman and Lois was a big, beautiful, epic show, and it wouldn't have happened without each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I already miss you all so much. Thank you to our wonderfully amazing cast, but mostly to Tyler Hoechlin, my Superman. I am so grateful for your talent, your work ethic, and your commitment to making me laugh. I wish the best of luck to James Gunn and the rest of his cast and crew, and especially to Rachel Brosnahan. I'm sure you will be a wonderful Lois, and I can't wait to see what you do with the role. Have so much fun. I know I did. I'll be grateful till the day I die that I had these few years to wake up every day and be Lois Lane. There is no further news about Superman and Lois at this time. In an interview with Greg Miller on Kinda Funny Games, Bethesda's Todd Howard shared an update on the next Fallout game. Here's the question, followed by his answer.
Have you, Todd, ever looked at doing Fallouts in places other than the US? Say Canada's annexation, London? Like, so he said, have you ever looked in the past? Not about what's happening in the future at all.
Look, my view is part of the Fallout shtick is on the Americana naivete and part of that. And so, you know, for us right now, it's okay to sort of acknowledge some of those other areas, but our plans is to predominantly keep it in the U.S.
There is no release date for Fallout 5 at this time. Louis Leterrier is best known for directing the film Fast X, or Fast 10, as well as multiple action movies set in the Transporter franchise. Now he's set to direct a film adaptation of the sci-fi horror film 11817. The script comes from Matthew Robinson. Here's how the film is described. In 11817, inexplicable forces trap a family of four inside their house indefinitely. As both modern luxuries and life-or-death essentials begin to run out, the family must learn how to be resourceful to survive and outsmart who, or what, is keeping them trapped. Leterrier said this, directing projects where the audience gets behind the characters has always been my focus. However complex, flawed, heroic, we identify with them as we live through their journey. It's what excites me about 11817's wholly original concept and the family at the heart of our story. This is an experience that movie audiences won't forget. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Today is Free Comic Book Day. Run, don't walk to your local comic book shop. Pick up some free issues and support them as best you can. Come back tomorrow if you want to know all about the new and original projects in the works. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for May the 4th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening. May the 4th be with you. And don't forget to let your geek side show.